What this verse teaches us is that we as people of faith, we might be in the minority. And this is what we see around us in the world today. We're surrounded by things. There seems to be a preponderance of a lack of morality, irreverence. Being sacrilegious is popular now. People not having that spiritual muscle of recognizing what is holy and being able to have respect and awe and reverence and veneration for those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's almost like a lot of people have lost the spiritual faculty of being able to do that. And a lot of that comes back to kathratul khabith, the abundance of things that surround us that are vile and disgusting, whether that's immorality, whether that is oppression, like we see in Palestine. You know, people are saying like, I can't believe that people are not seeing what's going on and they're not ashamed. And I can't believe that there's still, according to a lot of people, they're still grossly misinformed. There are people who think that the Palestinians are the perpetrators, right? And it's just like, how much more do you need in order to see the truth? But that's because there's a lot out there. There's a lot of khabith. There are a lot of forces in the world that are pushing these things that are disgraceful and displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can look at that even as it relates to morality. Every so often, there's a new ism. There's a new ism. There's a new movement around this new quote-unquote freedom. We want this whole new level of freedom to do what we want to do that is completely unprecedented in human history. So we as believers, it's extremely important. And I'm going to keep it brief. I want us all to really get the most important lesson and principle that we can apply in our lives from this ayah. That we as people of belief, even if we're in the minority, even if everyone in the world chooses to go against Allah's revelation, that we have to hold to what is good and true and pure and wholesome, no matter what. People might laugh at us. People might mock us. People might even be violent. And they might oppose us with force. But we are not going to waver from what is true and good in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if we're in the minority, even if good is rare, even if it's old-fashioned, we hold to it, no matter how abundant the evil becomes. And they're not equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A little bit that is good is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if the world was filled with all different types of bad things. And Allah teaches us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, Allah will make a way out for those people.